JM in the AM. It is a Monday morning broadcast here at JM in the AM. It is Tanis Esther morning, and I don't think there's a better morning. Well, I mean, truth is, any morning is wonderful to spend discussing chesed and discussing the possibilities of helping others. Any morning is good for that. But as we get set to enter Purim, and we will be speaking about a Purim campaign a few minutes from now, we will be discussing Purim, so don't worry, we're not jumping that far ahead. But as we begin the holiday of Purim tonight, we are a month ahead of the holiday of Pesach, and you know how difficult Pesach can be for so many people, including our brothers and sisters in Judea and Samaria. And I single them out this morning, and believe me, for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about this on a regular basis. But today we get to speak to the person who's directly responsible for this fund. I single out the people of Yudan Shomron because the Matzah Fund has been designated for the last many, many years specifically to help those who are in Judea and Samaria. The campaign is dedicated to the memory of Jerry Pasternak, who was a driving force in the Matzah Fund for over 10 years. And our dear friend Alan Hirsch, who many of you know from TV Views, Jewish Views, The Views, The Catskill Views, and so many other great community functions. Alan Hirsch is the founder and president of the Matzah Fund, and he makes it very clear. He makes it very clear. He and his volunteers go around during the days before Pesach and simply distribute as much as they can to families in need in areas of Judea and Samaria. Alan Hirsch, I'm going to say an early happy Purim to you, and welcome back to JM in the AM.
Thank you very much. Happy Purim to you, and Mazel Tov on your upcoming Simcha.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And you just landed from Israel as you get set to really make this year's Matzah Fund as robust as possible. And I know you're going to be spending the 2 weeks before Pesach from Rosh Chodesh on literally distributing, coordinating, and making sure families in Judea and Samaria have what they need for the Chag, for the Yontif. The Matzah Fund is in what year now, Alan?
This is our 26th year distributing in Yehuda and Shomron.
Well, I always like to say that I like to recommend those causes with a proven track record. And we can say that the Matzah Fund has a proven track record. I can't even imagine how much you've distributed over the years. What's this year going to be like? What's the goal? How many gallons of wine and pounds of chicken? And what are we trying to distribute to families this year?
Okay, so I just got off the phone with the chicken guy a little while ago, and I upped my order to 9.5 tons of chicken. I placed an order already for over 12,000 bottles of grape juice and 3,000 bottles of wine. Matzahs should come in at somewhere. I can't imagine yet. That waits till the last minute. No, it's called the Chvin Yesev Yecho, and anybody that needs matzah calls. We have already over 1,800 families that are on the list, and it's growing every day. So we should be last year's 1,850 by the time Pesach comes.
Give me an estimate on the matzah. What do you think, or do you remember from past years how much matzah was ordered?
Okay, so we had about 12,000 pounds of shmur matzah.
Wow. Now, all of this is purchased in Israel, correct?
Correct. It's impossible to ship these days. So, yes, everything is purchased in Israel.
Well, my point is that in addition to, you know, supporting the families that you're describing, close to 2,000 at this point, we're also supporting the effort of people who are selling things in Israel, because obviously they benefit from this as well. But most importantly, it's the families that are in need that are getting what they need for Pesach because of the Matzah Fund. And you heard correctly, everybody, 9.5 tons. Alan wasn't kidding when he said tons. 9.5 tons of chicken, 12,000 bottles of grape juice, 3,000 bottles of wine, 12,000 pounds of matzah, and that number is likely to go up. And over 1,800 families so far, they're likely going to get closer and closer to 2,000 families very, very quickly. We should also point out that I'm assuming this is still true. I can't imagine that it's not, Alan, that every dollar that's given goes directly to the fund, meaning you're surrounded by a great team of volunteers. You yourself, you roll up your sleeves and get these deliveries done. It's not like you're paying a full staff to do this.
Everything comes out of my office on this side. And on the other side, there are volunteers in every yeshuv, every area. And we have four warehouses, one in the Beit Daniel, one in Itamar, one in Kiryat Arba, and one in Beit Haram. And they work out of there. Volunteers work out of the warehouses, and the people come up from the yeshuvs closer to there to pick them up, to pick up their items.
Alan has a list online of some of the places where these families live who are supported by the Matzah Fund every Pesach. Hebron, Kiryat Arba, Male Amos, Bat Ayin, Meitzad, Male Chaver, Alon Shvut, Shiloh, Chomesh, Chavat Gilad. Oh my gosh, I remember when Chavat Gilad was founded. I remember that day. Yitzhar, Eli, Tapuach, Itamar, Male Levana, Karmei Tzur, and other places that we consider remote places, or many people consider remote places in Israel. They have to raise over $350,000 to cover the costs. And Alan, I would suspect, knowing the way food costs have gone up, I would suspect that this is your most challenging year in terms of reaching your goal.
Definitely, because like you said, it's food costs are up about 20%, and we have to meet that challenge of the inflation, of beating inflation. But let me say one other thing. The people, many of the people that you mentioned in those places that we go to have to pass through Hawara every single day, and our trucks are going to pass through Hawara, and this is and the dangers that they go through every day. They all deserve our help.
Wow. You know, it's funny. It's interesting. I pointed out last week, and I feel it's important to constantly remind the audience about it. We were concerned two Shabbatot ago. I'm sure you heard about this, Alan, while you were away. We were concerned two Shabbatot ago about a day of hate here in the United States. Our brothers and sisters are surrounded by a day of hate every day in Israel.
Exactly.
And that's a really important message to remember. And it's these incredible brothers and sisters that we're trying to help with the Matzah Fund. Yeah, it's a month before, and we haven't even officially kicked off our Nissan Chesed campaign, but this is the first one. This is the first item that's going to be found in our Nissan Chesed campaign. The link to go to matzahfund.com. It can't be any easier, folks. Matzahfund.com. And we're going to remind you every day, because we don't expect people to do this today, because you know how it is. Everyone's involved in Purim, and everyone needs to be reminded of a few hundred times before they actually remember to give. So we're going to remind everybody as we get closer and closer to Pesach, hopefully every single day here at JM in the AM. But the website is already up, matzahfund.com, M-A-T-Z-O-H fund.com, M-A-T-Z-O-H fund.com. There are videos there where you can see exactly what the Matzah Fund is doing. And see some of the great Gedolei Torah who have blessed what Alan Hirsch and his incredible cadre of volunteers are doing. So go to matzahfund.com. All you got to do, you know, Alan, we should just tell people, all they have to do is hit the donate button. You'll handle the rest, right? You'll handle all.
Exactly. Hit the donate button and use a credit card and you can donate that way. But also, let me just say, I'm going to be here now for 2 weeks. If anybody wants me to come and speak to any group or to a shul, I'm available, and I'll even put my phone number online so whoever's interested. 347-992-7411. Whoever wants to call and ask me to come, I'm available for the next 2 weeks to come in and explain it to you and talk to you about it.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to add one other thing. First of all, again, as you just heard Alan say, if you want him to come in and speak to your group or speak to at a meeting of people in your shul who are trying to put together money to send to Israel for Pesach, for those in need, this is the perfect opportunity. Have him come and speak to your group and set that up. 347-992-7411, 347-992-7411. But I'm going to say one other thing. There are people in this audience, and I know this, and this list continues to grow, frankly. There are people in this audience who have a strong desire to help people before Pesach. And I'm talking about with $1,800, $18,000, $50,000, etc. Invite Alan to your office. Invite him to your office. Invite him to your home. Show your kids that you're handing over a major check for the families of Judea and Samaria so that they'll have chicken and matzah and potatoes and grape juice and wine and everything else, fruit and everything else that they distribute to these families throughout Judea and Samaria. So call Alan. Have him come to your home. Show your children what it's like to support families in Judea and Samaria. Have him come to your shul. And let the synagogue put together a nice amount of money to give to the matzah fund. Again, it's 347-992-7411, 347-992-7411. And the first link that's going to go into our Chesed campaign page is going to be matzahfund.com, M-A-T-Z-O-H fund.com, M-A-T-Z-O-H fund.com. Alan, is there any way to describe the relief that people, that couples, that family leaders in Judea and Samaria have when your trucks arrive?
Well, let me just say, they've been telling me about the smiles that it puts on the families, not just the money, not just the food. We also send a gift certificate to a grocery. But just the chizuk that they know that the money is coming from people in America that are standing behind them and want to show them they're with them. To them, that puts a bigger smile than even the food.
Yeah.
We send a note along with it saying, from your brothers in America, stand strong. And that just makes everybody happy to know that we're with them and that they're not alone.
Everybody gets an opportunity to show that camaraderie and brotherhood. Everybody. Just by going to matzahfund.com. The B'nai Israel Matzah Fund has helped those in Israel with food and supplies for Pesach for almost 30 years. Help with whatever you can. Honor the memory of Jerry Pasternak, who worked so many years with Alan to put this together and keep it going. And now it is going as strong as ever, but they need over $350,000 in order to make this work and work properly for the families of Judea and Samaria. Matzahfund.com. M-A-T-Z-O-H fund.com. Alan Hirsch, anything else you'd like to add, sir?
No, I just want to thank you for all your support over the years and to all those out there that have helped us over the years and helped us continue to grow. And if I'm successful while I'm here, there will be a meet again this year for everybody in your Dan Shomon. So help me bring the meet also this year.
See, the more you raise, the more you're able to give. It's as simple as that.
Right. Exactly.
The more the Matzah Fund raises, the more items they add to the packages going to the families of Judea and Samaria. Contact Alan Hirsch. We hope to speak about this every single day between now and Pesach. That's our goal. We really want to hammer home the Matzah Fund this year during our Chesed campaign. Call Alan at 347-992-7411. Let him know you have a big check for him. 347-992-7411 or matzahfund.com, M-A-T-Z-O-H fund.com. Alan, a Freilich and Purim, Chag Purim Sameach, my friend.
Purim Sameach, thank you very much.
More coming up. You're listening to a Monday morning Tanis Esther edition of JM in the AM.